Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. It is the end of 2015. Today on the show, Mike Sempervivi and I are going to look back at some of the biggest stories of 2015. Obviously, trying to do all of that in an hour is pretty much impossible, and we won't. But we have a lot of stuff we can talk about that does tie into what is going on in pro wrestling here today. Tomorrow, of course, is Monday Night Raw. They have already announced that John Cena and Vince McMahon are both returning to the show tomorrow. It is obviously an attempt to turn the show around. This was not the best year for WWE television. Raw ratings down. The SmackDown ratings down. A lot of business indicators, however, were up. It was one of the better years business-wise for WWE. What does this all mean? We're going to go back and look at some of the big stories from the year for WWE, the rise and fall of Roman Reigns. Same thing from UFC, the rise and fall of Jon Jones and his potential rise again in 2016. We could talk about that here on the show today. We're going to go through month by month starting in January. We're not going to get through it all, obviously. We may not even get through January. But it is an interesting look back 1 year ago, as we kick it off in January, to some of the big stories and how those stories tie into the program today. No phone calls, no emails. We'll start those again later on in the week. But we do have a lot of stuff to talk about here today. And, of course, we will be joined in the next segment by Mike Sempervivi. We'll give you some notes on Raw on Monday as well, if you want to check out that show. But we're going to kick it off after the break. A lot of stuff to talk about. A look back at the year 2015. And we will join you for that back here in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Looking back today at the year that was 2015, obviously as noted in the opening segment before that, we got to talk a little bit about Raw tomorrow. I had heard, Mike, a couple of weeks ago that the first big Raw building up to the Royal Rumble was likely going to be the first week of January, but they have clearly changed their minds. Raw tomorrow is full of excitement, if you want to call it that. John Cena is making his big return. He worked this past weekend at the Madison Square Garden show. He faced Alberto Del Rio for the U.S. title. That is the main event of Monday night's Raw. And they also announced, which kind of surprised me, the return of Vince McMahon. And when I saw the angle they did with Vince McMahon, where Roman Reigns came in and he turned Stone Cold Steve Austin on everybody and he punched out Vince McMahon and he left him for dead. Many, many times Vince has said, I am done being a character on television. I want to be written off this show. I thought this is a great way to go. This is a great way to go if you're Vince McMahon. But apparently I was wrong. He's going to be back on Monday already.
Well, they still, you know, this may be the last time. This time, it may be because he really means it, and it may take the big former Georgia Tech football player from the Samoan family to lay the Superman punch on Vince and lay him out for good. Maybe that's what he's thinking, but I actually like the idea. I know we could get into a debate over how much McMahon is too much McMahon, but the bottom line is that the McMahons are the best heels in that company. They are the best way for Roman Reigns to get over. And I'm not saying that they aren't supposed to be building up more guys and treating more guys seriously and getting more heels hot. They need to do that. They need to use the McMahon family to do that. But you saw what happened with Roman Reigns. Every time he interacts with a McMahon family member, and it's worked out well. So continue to do that. Don't overdo it. Don't make anything too goofy. Don't give Roman the amount of stuff that you may have given to Steve Austin or Kurt Angle or an Undertaker when it comes to verbiage and when it comes to exposure out there, going back and forth with them. But still, they have got to get Roman Reigns to the highest possible level that they can, leading into, you know, the months leading into WrestleMania. And the best way to do that is have him bump up against them.
You know what's amazing about it, though, that is what surprises me? Okay, I understand that the Vince McMahon character is a huge ratings draw. He always has been, and he always will be until he's in the ground, as they say. But you already know that John Cena is coming back tomorrow. And maybe the return of John Cena is enough that you wouldn't even need Vince McMahon. To me, I understand in storyline why the Vince McMahon character should be at Raw. He was killed by Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns killed him. He's killed his son-in-law. He has made his daughter look like a fool. And so obviously Vince is going to come back and he's going to make some sort of ruling. I don't know what it's going to be, but it makes sense in storyline. But why not wait and see how the show does with only John Cena coming back? And if it doesn't do all that great, bring Vince back next week. Why would you throw everything at the wall? Because now, let's say that Raw does a big rating tomorrow, which I expect that it will probably do. How do you know if it was Vince or if it was John Cena or I mean, you don't know because you brought them all back on the same show. It seems, all I'm saying is, it seems like overkill.
Well, because maybe you don't want to know. And it's not like they haven't been strategic. And I know I don't want to, you know, kind of sound like you'd be one of those people that would be, you know, sitting in a basement somewhere, you know, with long hair and long nails, you know, trying to obsess over the every move.
That's literally me right now, by the way.
Stephanie Hunter and Vince make, where, you know, you question everything they do and you look for what the inside reasoning might possibly be. With this, it's just, hey, maybe they don't want to know. They got a football game going up tomorrow night, which is an important one with Cincinnati and Denver. It's very crucial to Denver's hopes. And unlike some of the past couple of weeks, it's going to be a really good game. So you're already facing an uphill battle there with that. You have a lot of people dealing with family and things like that. I don't know if that's going to affect the rating at all, but a lot of people take off the week between Christmas and New Year's. So you have people traveling and being with family and having that sort of stuff. And with Cena and McMahon coming back at the same time, you know the rating is at least probably going to be improved in the demos, if not overall, because some of the other, you know, problems that it may have. But when you have that, then they both can say they draw the rating. You can use it however you want to use it. It's, you know, again, the McMahons have been, you know, very savvy about how they put themselves on TV sometimes, some of the times that they've done it. And this way, they can both say they drew the rating. They can both look like big deals. And that's pretty much it. And I think that would be why. You've already announced Cena's going to be there. You don't want to make anything look bad for him. Why not have Vince come back as well, too? Because Cena's not going to help Roman Reigns' situation. They've already telegraphed, or not even telegraphed, they flat out told everybody he's going to be dealing with the League of Nations. So what do you do then with Reigns? Yes, he can stand next to him and fight, but it still helps that you have a McMahon there. And I think that's just the thought behind it.
I'll tell you the other reason that I thought that this was going to be the last time we were going to see Vince McMahon for a long, long time. Vince always comes back. Many times Vince has said, you know, this is the end of me as a character, but he always ends up coming back. In fact, if you go all the way back to 2006, when Vince stepped into that limo and the limo blew sky high, and Vince was, I mean, they even did a funeral. They were going to do a funeral for Vince McMahon, but that was the weekend that Chris Benoit killed his family, and so that ruined their angle. I know that sounds callous, but that's what happened. Their angle was done for after that. And Vince ends up coming back immediately, and so next thing you know, he's back being a character again. But if you think about Vince McMahon, the promoter, and all of the great things that he did as a promoter, you can say whatever you want about Raw nowadays and WWE, and if you want to say that he's out of touch, but Vince has done a lot of great things as a promoter. And nobody, we can go back and begin our year in review right now. In January, nobody wanted Roman Reigns to be the champion. They turned on him. They hated the man. They hated the idea that he was going to be the chosen one instead of Daniel Bryan. And we have had a year-long journey. They tried everything. They tried to make him an unbeatable monster. They tried to turn him into John Cena. Then they tried to make him into a guy that lost all the time and he had to overcome the odds. They tried every possible thing. The classic Vince McMahon, we'll make him face a giant, damn it. All of these classic Vince McMahon things that they did, these booking ideas to try to get Roman Reigns over. And it wasn't working, and it wasn't working, and it wasn't working, and it wasn't working. And finally, a couple of weeks ago, Vince McMahon comes back in the same city. In the same city where Roman Reigns was first violently rejected, Vince McMahon came back, and by the end of the show, his presence alone, by the end of the show, Roman Reigns runs roughshod over everybody. He leaps high into the air. He gives the big Superman punch to Vince McMahon, and he leaves Vince McMahon for dead. He hits the big spear on Sheamus, and he wins the WWE World Heavyweight title, and everybody in the same city goes crazy for Roman Reigns. And I thought, you know what? What a swan song for Vince McMahon, the promoter. At the end of the day, this guy said, if you want to get something done, sometimes you got to do it yourself. And he came back, and he was the guy, at the end of the day, that got his new John Cena, Steve Austin, Bruno Sammartino, whatever you want to call the guy, he's the guy that came back and got that guy over. What better way to go out? There is no better way to go out than the way that Vince McMahon did, as he finally got this guy over after a full year. And now here we are 2 weeks over, or 2 weeks later, and Vince McMahon is coming back. Mike, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the year in review. It did start with the return, the Daniel Bryan. He got knocked out of the Royal Rumble. Everybody was furious about that. They all turned on Roman Reigns. We got a bunch of Roman Reigns versus Big Show matches. We can start talking about that stuff after the break. And hey, if you want a year in review, I just want to mention, on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, you can go up there right now. Our 2015 year in review audio is up. Four full hours of the 50 greatest moments in Observer Figure 4 history in 2015. If you're a subscriber, go up there and check it out. If you're not, sign up. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is our year in review show here on the program. We're talking about all of the big moments of 2015. Before the break, I was ranting and raving about Roman Reigns, the whole Daniel Bryan situation, trying to get Roman Reigns over, going to Mania, the plans changing literally at the last moment. Seth Rollins getting the nod, which led to his best year of all time, an eventual babyface turn. What are your thoughts as the year ends on everything that went down with Roman Reigns?
Well, it's, I know there's a lot of people that will say, hey, people before 2014 ended, people knew Roman Reigns was getting pushed massively, and there were a lot of people that were really up against it. And maybe my memory's not that good, but even though there was natural pushback against Roman Reigns being pushed, because, you know, anybody that gets pushed to the level that he was, even if they get pushed to the smallest level, there's always going to be somebody out there who doesn't like you. And a lot of people, you know, Roman Reigns had a lot of people as his detractors, mostly, though, because of his in-ring work and wondering if he was really ready to be the Superman. But he was still getting pretty good responses across the board. But then the Royal Rumble happens in Philadelphia, and they decide we're going to bring back Daniel Bryan. Now, just a year before that at the Royal Rumble, Roman Reigns had eliminated a record number of guys. So it was obvious where they were going to be going with him, and it was obvious of what they thought of him. So you fast forward the year after that, they bring back Daniel Bryan, they knock him out of the Royal Rumble, they basically shove it down everybody's throats, you know, a rabid fan base who goes to that event in Philadelphia of all places, that this guy that you like, forget that, we're going with our corporate guy. And that was really the thing that killed Roman Reigns. There's a lot of people that don't like the narrative, well, it was Daniel Bryan. It wasn't exactly Daniel Bryan, it was just the situation. And as the year went on, I honestly believe, even though Roman, again, is not the smoothest in the ring or anything like that, it wasn't his fault he was in the position he was in because of how he was scripted, how he was presented, the feuds he was given, like you mentioned, the one with the Big Show, the way they had him lose after that. It's like they were booking him just so they could have a story for his DVD down the road. Like, you're going to have to overcome all of these things, and the fans hate you, and this, and that, and the other. And it was all self-caused, and it really wasn't Roman's fault. And it got to the point, it seemed to be, you know, as the year went on and as the summer went on, why are people really booing Roman Reigns? You know, they'll answer that he's overpushed. Their answer that, well, there's somebody else we want to see. But honestly, it got to the point where it's like you're just booing him to boo him at this point, because a lot of the problems he's been having aren't caused by his own hand. He's being put out there and almost being booked to fail. And in some cases, was being booked to fail. He is being booked to lose. The guy he wanted to be Superman is out there, you know, with kryptonite on his chest on TV, and it was just completely ridiculous. So even though they took the incredibly hard way to get there, much like they have with Daniel Bryan over the last couple of years, especially 2 years ago leading into WrestleMania, now they got this deal with Roman Reigns, and they got him to a good point where they want him to be. And that's at least one success as we exit 2015, because there weren't a whole lot of them. In fact, there were a lot of spectacular failures, and there were a lot of guys who did really well at moments, like a Rusev during his feud with John Cena, that ended the year really, really flat. So much like every year at this time, hope springs eternal, and we hope now that we're leading into Royal Rumble and into WrestleMania season that WWE can actually carry the ball and do well throughout the entire time and then push out of this thing and not have that post-WrestleMania malaise that we've had for at least, what, 4, 5, 6 years now.
I want to mention, by the way, because I would be remiss if I did not, but every Monday on the website, Filthy Tom Lawler, who, by the way, he made his big return here in 2015. That's a notable story. He has a show for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And I mention it because on tomorrow's show, he is going to reveal the winners of the 2015 Filthy Awards. If you're a big fan of the Slammies, now is your chance to vote on the Filthies. You can do this by going to @FilthyTomLawler on Twitter. That is @FilthyTomLawler. He has got a list of categories here. For example, Tag Team of the Year. Mike, who do you think is Tag Team of the Year? The options here are the Vianos, the Psycho Circus, Axel and Sandow, or Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge.
You know what? For the amount of copy that he gave David Bixenspan, who currently helps to pen the Figure Four Weekly newsletter available at WrestlingObserver.com, I will go with Hulk Hogan, Bubba the Love Sponge, and also include Gawker and the FBI.
Wow, there you go. Go vote on the Filthies, everybody. It's up at Filthy Tom Lawler on Twitter, and Tom and I will be revealing the winners of the Filthies on tomorrow's show only for subscribers. So make sure you head up there and check that out. You mentioned the Raw show, and I'm looking back at some of the figure fours and observers from January of 2015, which you can also grab in the archives at WrestlingObserver.com. And the January 23rd Figure Four Weekly, which was almost exactly 11 months ago, it says right here, how responsible is the WWE in-ring style for making their shows such a drag lately? It has been well over a year that Raw has been a horrible show. And I think Dave has mentioned this before, but it's not like Raw wasn't 3 hours for like the last 4 years. It didn't just become 3 hours. But it has become a drag at 3 hours. I mean, we before Raw moved to 3 hours, we talked about how there was a historical precedent for this. And the historical precedent was WCW. WCW at the end moved to 3 hours, and it slowly eroded and destroyed the audience. Now, granted, one of the problems was the show was horrible. And I wouldn't call Raw horrible. I wouldn't call it a horrible show. I would call it a boring show. It's certainly not an exciting show. But it was boring. It's been boring for well over a year. And I've made some comparisons to WCW back in the day, having written, of course, The Death of WCW, if you want to check that out at Amazon.com. But it is interesting that it took a long time for WCW to begin to collapse after the show got horrible. I was looking at the ratings the other day, and we review Nitro every Tuesday on the Brian and Vinny show. And as we are reviewing the show, we're only at December of 1996. And already there's weird stuff happening. And it's still a better show than Raw head-to-head, because we've been watching Raw as well. But man, the other day, there was a match where a guy who was not in the match ran in, and he got pinned. He wasn't in the match. That's weird. Now, that's bad. It's a stupid booking idea. It's confusing. But it was a long time before stuff like that really started to drastically affect WCW. And as I've been talking about for a year now, I understand that Raw is boring, and the Raw rating is way down. But you know what? Raw tomorrow is sold out. Now, it is the first sellout since the SummerSlam weekend, but still, it's sold out. And they're selling a lot of tickets to a lot of shows. They're selling a lot of merchandise. They're selling a lot of network subscriptions. They're doing a lot of things that would lead one to indicate, hey, this thing is on fire. It's only the ratings that are down. Which, of course, gets people talking about television and the television landscape and all of this other rigmarole. But the point of this is, it could be declining right now, and we're not going to see the results of it for another year or two. And that's why I've argued that maybe Raw needs to go back to 2 hours sooner rather than later, because if the whole thing collapses as a result of Raw being too long, by the time the collapse starts, if you go back to 2 hours, it's going to be too late. But it is interesting. A year ago, we were talking about how Raw is a drag.
You know what? You see it all the time. Technically for this run, you'll find out the results later on and how it really is truly going to affect business when you can look back with hindsight. But as we talk about, we're 40 years old, you know, and the people in our age group, we're the ones who have stuck with wrestling. And you look at the other demographics, you look at some of the other things, and you see that people have not followed along behind us. So the effects already happened. It's just how much do you let it atrophy? They know they have 3 hours, and there was going to be natural fatigue over the 3 hours and people not being able to stick through the whole thing, and over time that was going to affect things, and it certainly has. But what compounds that is the fact that you have TV that's not enthralling. It's not engrossing. It doesn't give people a reason to come back. You don't have stars on that program because you haven't created any. You have a very minimal amount. And then many of those guys ended up getting hurt this year, and they have been gone, and you've seen the effects of that. they know they have 3 hours to fill. They have a lot of talented people there. You know, I don't believe that it's so old school. I don't believe we have to take wrestling back into the 60s and 70s again for Vince McMahon and Stephanie and whoever else, Kevin Dunn, Triple H, whoever makes decisions on the direction they're going, hey, guys, we have 3 hours to fill. Here's five or six things that we need to get across on this show. Three of these things are ours, and we're going to take this time and do this. Fill out the rest of the show. We need some creative ideas. We need some forward-looking things. We need video packages. We need personality things. We need squash matches. We need to shake things up. They haven't shaken things up. They've gone with the same pat hand. You talk about guys that would go weekly to wrestling, you know, back in the day. They'd be in the same place 50 weeks a year. They would basically run the same town, sometimes every single week, no matter, you know, when it was. 52 weeks a year, they'd go back to the same place. You couldn't do the same things over and over again because people would stop coming back. Same thing here. You know, do you have the 3 hours? Yes, it's too long, but you need to fill it up with something good. Do the best you can. Utilize the people that you have.
All right, hold that thought.
And
we'll
make something happen.
We'll be right back, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Our year-in-review look, or as it's turning out to be here, as I figured, our last January-in-review show, because that's as far as we've got, and that's probably as far as we are going to get. But looking back a year, where were things a year ago? Hell froze over, in a sense, as the announcement was made that heading into the WWE Hall of Fame was the Macho Man, Randy Savage. After all these years, Randy Savage was going into the WWE Hall of Fame. A lot of people thought it was never going to happen. He went in. A lot of interesting names over the last couple of years have gone into the WWE Hall of Fame, including the Ultimate Warrior, who was at odds with the company. And I guess quickly, Mike, some thoughts on Randy Savage going in. And what are you thinking as we head into this year's WrestleMania season, which always starts around January? Who might we see go into the WWE Hall of Fame coming up this year?
Well, I know for Sad, I'm happy as a wrestling fan that grew up in that time and was influenced by Randy Savage. I'm glad that it happened. I'm not a member of his family or his inner circle. I don't know what he would have liked. I mean, when you talk about Hulk Hogan and, you know, his wishes and this and that, I can't speak on that. So I can only speak on it from a fan, and it was cool because that's where he belongs. I know it's a phony made-up Hall of Fame, and it comes out of the mind of Vince McMahon, but a lot of people, you know, take that as the mainstream wrestling Hall of Fame, for right or for wrong. And you can't really tell the story of the WWF throughout the 80s and into the 90s. You can't do that without Randy Savage. And you can't talk about WCW's revival without talking about, you know, him being involved in it when he goes there. And they own the rights to all of that stuff. So I'm glad for his sake. It's a story that you know, it can be told now in WWE's Hall of Fame, and it's not a blackballing situation. And, you know, he got in there because he passed away. And that's, man, maybe it's better we just speak about Raw, and because 2015 has been filled with a lot of people who have passed away and didn't do it because of the typical wrestler death. It was just because of time in many cases. And it especially affected anybody that grew up in the Tennessee and Kentucky area, because so many of those names that passed away this year had some sort of connection to over there. But it was also painful for just a lot of us, again, who are the hardest of hardcore wrestling fans, who grew up late 70s, in the 80s, and into the early 90s, and were heavily influenced there. You know, names like Liz Mark and Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper, and names like that, Nick Bockwinkle, who we watched growing up and have a lot of reverence for, who passed away this year. It was just a horrible year, you know, and just a very, very sad year.
You know, another interesting story in 2015, as I look back at last January, actually looking back one full year. And by the way, we didn't talk much about guys going to the Hall of Fame this year, but I don't know anybody. I just figure Texas guys, maybe Undertaker.
Freebirds. I mean, yeah, I forgot about that. But I mean, the Freebirds, I think, yeah, I mean, they skipped over Atlanta, they skipped over New Orleans. How in the world can you skip over Dallas? The Freebirds have got to go in.
They can do whatever they want, but you may be right. Anyway, if you look back exactly 1 year ago today, TNA was on Spike TV. In the last year, in the last 365 days, TNA has been on three different networks. They started out on Spike at this time last year. They lost their Spike deal. They went to Destination America. When they first got to Destination America, they were given a huge push in the sense that they had replays, they had a Saturday morning show, they had all of these different airings of Impact on Destination America. And very quickly, they lost the Saturday morning show. Pretty soon, they're losing replays. Destination America did a deal where, I believe in June, they signed Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, of course, aired on Sinclair. Destination America decided, hey, let's use them as a lead-in and or a lead-out for TNA. And so they ended up on Destination America. Now, here we are at the end of December. Ring of Honor is off Destination America. They remain on Sinclair, and they're also on a station called Comet, which you can get on a lot of digital tiers. Although, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody who has watched Ring of Honor on Comet. Maybe they're out there, but I haven't heard anything about that. And TNA has now moved to Pop TV, the former TV Guide channel. That's where TNA has landed. They have had a best-of show, which did 111,000 viewers. And, of course, the hopes were high for this Pop TV, because Pop TV is in more homes than Destination America. Now, granted, Destination America is probably a higher profile channel. I really had only heard of Pop TV because Paragon Pro Wrestling had done a barter deal with them. Now we've got TNA doing a barter deal, 111,000 viewers. It was a soft launch. The hard launch is not for another week. So they've got another show coming up on Tuesday, which is not going to count, so to speak. But I'm sure there are people in the Pop TV offices that are thinking, man, 111,000 viewers? We were expecting more. But we'll see what happens. Tuesday is the next show. A look at the TNA World Title Tournament and then their big debut coming up in, I guess, a week and a half on Pop TV. Three networks, Mike, in 1 year.
That's it's not easy to do, or maybe it is easy to do, and that's the problem. I don't know. Hey, look, this deal isn't that bad if both Pop TV and TNA get every single person that watches them to send in $1 every time that they watch. I mean, that's $111,000 for both companies. If everybody, if their hardest of hardcore fans would just send in the dollar, look where they'd be.
I think that people tried that with me on Twitter, and I didn't get a dollar.
Well, hey, man, you know.
You know what? Let me say one thing, Mike. Let me say one thing because you brought it up. You know what TNA's problem has been since day one? Not since day one, since they actually did sell some pay-per-views. Their problem for at least the last decade has been, it's actually the opposite problem of WWE. WWE's TV ratings are down substantially from last year and even more from a couple of years ago. But you want to know what? Their hardcore fan base spends tons and tons and tons of money on WWE. TNA's issue has always been they have got a very, very rabid base of hardcore fans. They have a very difficult time drawing casual fans. And those they draw don't spend any money. But even their hardcore fans barely spend any money on the product. We're talking like 6,000 buys on pay-per-view. 6,000 buys! Think about that.
I remember trying to do math on the radio with you, and we ended up having to take people who tweeted in the proper ratio of how many people, how many viewers of TNA when they were on Spike TV, because it was like a running joke. They get a 1.1 rating with 1.4 million viewers. I mean, it was like clockwork. And then you'd turn around, and then you'd have to try to figure out, okay, you got 6,000 people buying the pay-per-view every single month, sometimes less, maybe a tiny bit more, but mostly less. That's not good. And why can't you convert those people when you've been around for how many years? And it's just, it's amazing that they have not been able to convert people. And in fact, they've just lost them in droves.
I remember there was a time where when WWE was doing pay-per-view, so this was before the network, they would get about 3 to 5% of their viewers to buy pay-per-view, 3 to 5%. And TNA, when they were running pay-per-views, they were getting like 1%. So literally, for some reason, 3 to 4 times the number of people would buy WWE pay-per-views if they were Raw viewers than TNA viewers. Like 3 to 4 times as many. Realistically, they're both wrestling companies and they both have fans. So it really should have been, if 3 to 4% of people are buying WWE pay-per-views, then 3 to 4% of the viewers should be buying these TNA pay-per-views. It seems like it should have been an even percentage that would buy TNA and they would buy WWE, but it wasn't like that. WWE would get like 4% and TNA would get 1%. And it was always like, why is this conversion rate so low? And really the answer, I mean, it's not really a mystery. It's they concentrated on television. The pay-per-views were an afterthought. And they would save the big angles for television, or they would shoot an angle on pay-per-view to leave to television. And it was sort of like, well, that's why your percentage is so low. But maybe if you concentrated a little more on pay-per-view and you raised that percentage, maybe you wouldn't have had all the financial problems you ended up having in the last several years.
On a pay-per-view that they wouldn't announce any matches for. They would be announcing them on the go-home show leading into the pay-per-view. So, yeah, it was a messy situation. But much like we were talking about with WWE, hope springs eternal with Pop TV. and we'll have to see what happens. It's not probably going to be anything special. It's just, how can it be? How can it be? Again,
hope,
I love every member.
Hope springs eternal for Raw as well. And I'm going to tell you why as I tie this up with a little note on UFC this year. UFC.
I hope somehow this ties in with the hope that Mauro Ranallo is bringing to SmackDown, but go ahead.
Okay. UFC in 2014 had one of their worst years of all time. They lost fight after fight after fight after fight after fight, and they had a terrible year. And I remember Dave Meltzer would always say, man, what a string of bad luck. And I would think, man, hope springs eternal with Dave. What do you mean bad luck? This could be the new UFC. Guys train so hard, they got to do these 5-round fights. It could be like this every year. Well, guess what? He was right. 2015, fight after fight after fight after fight happened. And this has been one of the best years ever, ever for UFC. I'm watching these old Raws, these 1996 Raws, and my God, these shows were horrible until one day. One day, they did a backstage segment with Stone Cold Steve Austin where he started burying Bret Hart and talking about how he's going to beat his ass at the Survivor Series. And now he was wearing pink, and this was sickening to Steve Austin. It was such a great promo. Next thing you know, Steve Austin is showing up at Brian Pillman's house with a gun, which actually was stupid, but still, it was like edgy. And now, this show has totally turned around. It was over the course of a matter of weeks, this show turned around. My point is, as much as Raw has sucked in 2015, and as much as the show is not going to move to 2 hours, and thus it's still going to be long as hell every single Monday night, there is always the chance. Maybe this Roman Reigns, Vince McMahon thing is going to reignite the show. Maybe this year's Road to WrestleMania is going to be awesome. Maybe they've got all of these great ideas. Maybe we are not doomed to another horrible year of Raw. Maybe it'll just turn around just like that. Because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen on Raw in 1996. I've seen it happen this year with UFC. It could change. Now, I don't want people to hear this and go, oh my God, Brian thinks that 2016 is going to be a great year for WWE. I don't know. It could be horrible. We still have a 3-hour Raw. We still have the same writing team. But maybe something is going to happen, and all of a sudden, everything is going to turn around. Because you know what? As I noted, it can happen in an instant. It can happen in an instant. It's not a long, drawn-out process. I saw it happen on Nitro as we went into 1995. That Nitro show turned around quick when it debuted. It turned around WCW quick. And the same thing happened on Raw. The same thing happened with the UFC. The same thing could happen for WWE in 2016. Because, Mike, I am a man of hope. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. We are here in our Oregon studios on Cannon Beach. And I don't know if you can hear that wind, but as always here on the edge of the Pacific Ocean, it is windy as hell and the wind is ridiculous. If you can hear it, I hope it adds some ambiance to the show. Mike, very quickly before we wrap it up here today, another big story of the year was New Japan World. They were hoping for 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. They're stuck around 30,000, 35,000 or so. It's been great for New Japan hardcore fans like yourself, and I love it. And, of course, we got the Tokyo Dome coming up, which will be available on newjapanworld.com. What's your take on New Japan World? Will they increase dramatically here going into 2016, or have we hit the limit?
You know, I think they can go up a little bit, but I think as far as the hardcores go, they may have hit the limit, because I honestly believe anybody that is that hardcore of a New Japan fan, that they would seek it out and order it, has probably already ordered it. The more that they can work with Ring of Honor, or at least the more they can, you know, increase their presence in this country, over in the UK, working with Revolution Pro and having guys over there, the more they can do that, the more fans they're going to be able to get. But it's going to be a slow process to go ahead and do that. But that's the direction things are going, and I think they probably didn't do themselves a great deal by cannibalizing the great pay-per-view they had last year with Jim Ross and Matt Stryker announcing it. But it is the direction that things are going, and they have people spending $10 a month on it, around about 999 yen, and I don't know how many fans are truly going to be out there that buy it by the end of this year, but at least I'll be one of them.
All right, we are completely out of time, everybody. We've got a lot of shows coming up today. Four shows for subscribers here at WrestlingObserver.com that are going to be going up here today, so check that out. Mike and I will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Hope everybody had a great holiday season. Want to thank everybody at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, all of you, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.